Welcome to Conservative News Briefs with JD and Tammy Rucker, the show where we analyze stories that American patriots need to hear and frame them from a conservative perspective. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy. Stop trying to make Latinx happen. 98% of Hispanics reject white progressive labeling.
Labeling it is. So, those of you who don't know what Latinx, Latinx, I don't even know how to say it.
I've heard most of them say Latinx.
Latinx. Okay, so Latinx is this made-up word because the progressives, I don't know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, who knows, they decided that the word Latino is a gender-based name.
So Latina.
Well, yeah, but they would always, you know, when you're referring to the group, you'd always say Latino. But, you know, the progressives said that's not fair because Latino means Latin man and Latina is a Latin woman. So we need something that encompasses both or else we're just destroying the world.
You're neither male nor female.
Well, so here's the thing. It's kind of like saying, you know, mankind. Okay, mankind, does that include women? Yes, it does. Okay, but if you say man does not include women.
Right.
Yeah, Latino, you know, somebody can be a Latino. A male person of Hispanic descent can be a Latino. Or you could say, use the word Latino to describe all of them, that entire demographic. Okay, makes sense?
Right.
But that's not good enough. Not for the white social justice warrior, radical, progressive... Well, virtue signalers who decide, you know, and it's funny, you know who was big on that, big on pushing, you know, Latinx?
What?
It was Elizabeth Warren.
Oh,
Senator, former.
Really?
Yeah, which is funny because, you know, she's the whole, I don't even want to talk about what she is. So, new study. Now, keep in mind, this study comes from, it's not like a study on, you know, done by Breitbart or Drudge or Fox News or OAN. This comes from progressive Latino pollsters.
So, Latino is a Spanish name.
Yeah.
And as you may or may not be aware that Spanish is a gender language. So there will be male or female. Like that's why you say Latino or Latina or Latina or Niña, Niño. You say those things. It's a gender language, and so it's not surprising to me that most Hispanics, which is what they prefer to be called by the way, Hispanics prefer to be called Hispanics or Latinos, if that's what you want to call them. But in terms of the gender thing, I mean, it's not surprising that they don't relate to that.
See, now, hold
on. It's
like,
that's our language.
I'm going to disagree there, because if it were really... If the Spanish language was really a gender thing, wouldn't there be 58 variations of every single word, considering there's 58 genders now?
Well, yeah, you could say we're under El Niño. We're having El Niño. Never mind. We're having El Ninix.
Or we're having El Nin Queer.
What?
I don't know. I think that's considered
Stop
a gender.
Trying. Stop
it's a
trying.
Gender.
Stop trying.
Stop trying to make Latinx happen. It's not going to happen. This progressive pollster, a Latino pollster, a Hispanic pollster, did this study and found that 98% just don't care. They just don't know. They don't want it. Okay?
It's not that they didn't care. They were given a list of different identities in terms of what they identify or how they would be called ethnically. What they would be, there was several different things, Latinx being one. And it wasn't as if they chose to poll the older generation, which then you could understand. They actually polled from the 18-year-olds all the way past 50. And between the different age groups, like I think it was 18 to 34 and then so forth, it was the same percentage. They did not identify, or they rejected the Latinx ethnicity, in terms of labeling. And so that should tell you something. And this was not just, you know, a poll of conservative Latinos. This was a general poll that was conducted, and they all agreed. It's just not something that they want. So why wouldn't you take that into consideration? Because white progressives don't care what you think. It's what they think is best.
For you.
And it fits their agenda.
Right.
So that's what we're really getting down to the bottom of.
Well, and it's just like the whole, you know, Washington Redskins football team, this outrage from the progressives about, oh my gosh, it's so racist. Washington Post did a poll in 2016 and asked actual Native Americans, okay, you know, are you offended by the name Washington Redskins? And 9 out of 10 said no. So what did Washington Post do? They tried again in 2019. Okay, 3 years
just
later,
in case.
Enough time to make people more woke, to be exposed to CNN, whatever.
Right, so that gives them that amount of time to push down your throat.
Right.
That this is offensive. You should be offended. And if you weren't offended 2 years ago, then you should be offended now. So we're going to go ahead and re-poll you now. What do you think? The perfect...
It would be 3 years, by the way.
3 years, excuse me. It's a perfect psychological mind...
Except it didn't work.
Bleep.
It didn't work. Could because the new results showed that in 2019, again, 9 out of 10 Native Americans just don't care. They're not as offended about, you know, what these Caucasian progressive radical leftists, you know, these social justice warriors, they say you should be offended, and they just don't understand. Why are you not offended about these insults against you?
As you know, I grew up in the Native American culture. It's my grandfather, my great-grandfather.
She's an Okie.
Born and raised on a reservation. Okay, so I was raised around this. Best friends were left. I didn't even consider it being different, but I had never once, and you even knew many Native Americans. I mean, when we were kids.
I did.
That's what we, I mean,
I was
Oklahoma.
Introduced to you by a Native American.
Right. It's Okies.
Thanks, Donnie.
That's what... anyway, I never heard them once complain about being offended. In fact, in many cases, it was more of a pride. I mean, yeah, it's there because it's Native America. Right. I mean, we were here before you guys came here. And it's a part of remembrance. Now, I mean, if you did something weird, one of the most offensive things is a Native American, a non-Native American playing a Native American. I think that would be the extent of...
That was weird.
That was weird, yeah.
It did happen, too.
It happened all the time.
You remember when, who was it? I think it was Val Kilmer played like a part Native American.
Well, he has part Native American ancestry, but it goes far back, yeah.
Okay,
German and Native American.
Okay, so you know what's funny? Here's the funny part that I've always thought about this, though, when it comes to the NFL. So they're so offended by the term, you know, Washington Redskins. But if you're actually, you know, what is the most common derogatory term used when you have racists, they see a Native American, and, you know, what do they call them as a way to be derogatory?
I'm not going to say.
Well, no, I'm not talking about, like, anything bad. I'm saying, you know, you see it, especially in movies, or at least old movies, you see it, you hear about it, and I've seen it happen in Oklahoma. Hey, chief, you know, call him chief. Well, why aren't they, you know, don't disagree.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah,
agree with me. Kansas City Chiefs, they're not getting asked to change their name, okay? You know, and who fought against Native Americans? Who, you know, was the term Redskin? If that's offensive, then what about the people who actually fought against Native Americans in our history? Who were they? They were the Patriots, the New England Patriots. And you know who did it later? The Cowboys. The Cowboys fought against the Native Americans. And, you know, people would play Cowboys and Indians, and they would be fighting. Am I going too far with this? I should never have brought this up in the first place, should I? No. It's pretty embarrassing. Okay, let's get back to Latinx.
anyway, yes. So they
boycott the NFL altogether.
So they were trying to push. They were trying to push this on Latinos, and you know, somebody thought of, well, let's see what they think, and come to find out, they don't much like it. Honestly, they completely reject it, and that's usually the case with most ethnicities. when something is pushed upon them that they may not agree with. Right. So,
and what do they prefer?
But their preference is usually not even taken into consideration. And it's what they prefer is how I introduce this. Hispanic. They prefer Hispanic. And that's fine. You know, that not every single Latino group is actually speaks Spanish, or if you want to say Hispanic. But for the most part, the 52 million Latino...
Well, Hispanic's not a language.
Huh?
Hispanic's not a language.
Right, but Hispanic implies Spanish.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, Spanish ancestry with, yeah. Okay, so, anyway, so the, out of the 52 Latin Americans, or at least with Latin American ancestry in this country...
52 million.
Did I say 52?
You just said 52.
I meant...
52 trillion.
52 million people in this country are Latin American or have Latin American ancestry, and they reject your term Latinx.
Your label.
So get over it.
Yeah. Stop trying to make it happen. Stop. Latinx is not going to happen, guys. Okay. I hate you guys. It's not going to happen. Anyway. Yeah. I love it. What else?
Well, that's about it.
That is about it. You guys stay strong.
Stay safe.
And God bless.
God bless.